Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything for the last time in the land of solar this year?
Well, 2021 was definitely a landmark year in the world of California solar.
Oh, yeah.
So as everyone knows, all of our regular listeners, and I just want to say thank you. Happy holidays, everyone. We really appreciate your listening. We really appreciate all the great feedback we've received. And we appreciate you sharing out this podcast because it's from the feedback we get, it is really, really useful to a lot of people out there. So we definitely appreciate you, and we wish you nothing but the best for 2024 and ongoing. Nothing but happiness and prosperity.
Here comes the doom and gloom.
Here it comes. So April 2023, yes. The net energy metering for California changed dramatically. So everything was reduced. All the benefits of going solar were not all the benefits, but it certainly made it so instead of a solar panel system paying for itself in 4 to 5 years, it's now in the anywhere from 6 years to 7 or 8 years, depending on what you plan to do. Mm-hmm. And so California has seen a drop of about 80 to 90% of demand. Imagine, you know, what would happen to any other industry, really, if there was, let's just say a small business or even big business, if 80 to 90% almost overnight of the customers there that just disappeared and there's no more demand. And we don't get a lot of people who are saying, hey, bro, we need to do what's right for the environment. We need to save money because our electricity bills are overwhelming and we can't either afford them or we can't stay in business. And so what in the solar industry we're experiencing is a big drop. We do certainly get a lot of people who are interested in solar. Then when they see, oh boy, I guess I waited too long, then they just, you know, kind of go away. And then we're confident they will be back because this is just the new world order. I mean, really, it's either you have three options as usual, you know, pay for the electricity, go solar and potentially add a backup battery, or leave. And those are kind of it. You can move from your house, and we're getting lots of people who are moving away. And but then, you know, that still leaves plenty of people who are buying those homes. And then, you know, they're saying, what do I do? And anywho, so it's a very big dilemma because California, you know, has these renewable energy goals, and there is no way they're going to meet them, at least the way things sit right now, there's no way. So one, we've kind of talked about on previous podcasts, some of the real effects, and virtually all of the solar companies, big, small, and now equipment companies are doing the things that big companies do when they're faced with a big downturn. And so the first one I'm going to talk about is SunPower. And SunPower is a really big, is one of the biggest companies in solar.
Okay.
They do nationwide projects. They do international projects. And there was an article, Yahoo Finance, that said SunPower on Monday, so this last Monday, raised doubts about its ability to stay in business.
And wow. Saying,
that's a big one because there's tens of thousands of people that have SunPower systems. And that's a lot of people who could be stranded if SunPower decides that they're no longer going to be in business. And But SunPower says not to worry. That bill that we got for they received a demand for immediate payment. Hold on to your hat, Adam. $65.3 million after it failed to file its third quarter results on time. So what that means is SunPower's treasury team did not file their reports on time, and their bank or whoever loaned them the money said, time to pay up, bro, and $65.3 million due today. And we have a lot of things that we can do to make sure you pay. Which SunPower said, not to worry. We have it all under control. It was just a technical problem, but we'll get it filed. And but they said that they have to restate their financials for last year and the first quarter to deal with inventory valuation. So is it that they're for sure going out of business? Not really, but it's not a great sign. Didn't really happen when they were doing great. It's just amazing to me that, you know, this international company with projects all over the world and all over the rest of the country, California is still a huge part of their business. And can you imagine having to write a check for $65 million to, I can't. So
well, what about crazy. Their workers? Like when they read that, they're like, whoa, do they,
that's panic, worrisome. Yes, very much. And you know, this is Christmas week and today is Thursday as we're recording this. So this was just a few days ago. And so, yes, that's Monday, December 18th. So yeah, when they see this, if you're a salesperson for SunPower, you are beyond panicked because, you know, it's Christmas time, right? So yeah. You need, you know, the holidays, and it seems that a lot of times companies do layoffs this time of year. Mm-hmm. And I'm never a fan of that. Enphase Energy announced 350 jobs are being immediately cut. And that they announced this on Monday. And Enphase is one of the big equipment manufacturers. So they're letting go of 10% of their workforce, which is quite a bit. So, wow. Yeah, it's, and then there's a hiring and travel freeze as well. So they're in a bit of a panic as well. Most people in solar are in a bigger panic about Enphase than they are about SunPower, because Enphase is each panel has its own microinverter. So that means each panel is independent of the others. And Enphase has a 25-year warranty, bumper to bumper. So if one of those microinverters fails up to 25 years, Enphase will replace it. And if there's no Enphase, what do you do? And so everyone's in a little bit of a, what's going to happen? So there has to be a solution, I guess, because California can't just ignore the solar industry, but I'm not sure what it's going to take for California to revisit this net energy metering, if they do, or if they're going to subsidize the solar industry, which I don't think they want to do, but they can still increase or allow for the increase in electricity rates, and that'll still make solar more attractive, but it might just make it so people do the first two options the second two options, which I mentioned, which is hope it goes away or pay the electricity bill or leave California. So maybe that's the real plan, Adam, is just leaving California. They want everyone to go. I'm not sure. But yep, those are two just massive, massive stories that I saw on Monday. And I said, wow, those are not a fan of talking about layoffs and $65 million bills that are due today. But
didn't you say 80% drop in solar?
Yeah. Yeah.
In new solar, or is it just 80% drop in
demand? So from, so if somebody wanted, you know, in 2022, we had a lot of demand, 2023, not a lot of demand. So it's really, obviously, you know, they're predicting 80 to 90% of the residential solar installers in California by this time next year. So not even 12 months away from now, will be out of business. And almost 100% have projected layoffs. And, you know, these are kind of good jobs, you know, for California. And it's disappointing. But it you know, if the utilities are in charge, it's nice to be a monopoly. It's,
wow.
Good news. So, but yeah, it'll be rough going. And then the companies that are able to pivot and to do other things and to look at solar as an opportunity and maybe not try to take advantage of customers who don't know any better might survive. And the ones that are not, adios, adios. We'll see you. I just don't know what industries those guys are going to go into, but we should certainly watch for those.
So, we'll see. Know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It's a always exciting time. We call it the solar coaster because there's ups and there's downs. And this 2023, definitely a huge big year in up to April. And then 2024, we'll see how it goes. But
we don't want to see any of the manufacturers go out of business. That's scary.
That is scary, very much. Absolutely. But there's always alternatives. It's just, you know, if somebody bought a system expecting a 25-year warranty.
Yeah.
I've always told people, you know, it's 25 years is a very long time.
Yeah.
So almost nothing in life is warrantied for 25 years. So we will see what happens. But, you know, maybe other states will take off and that will allow these manufacturers to still stay in business. But obviously, California is having a major impact on these companies.
Yeah. So, wow.
Yep.
That's news.
Oh, man. No. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Thanks, Grinch.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, also, just real quick.
Sure.
There is an election coming up in California.
Nope.
And we will be definitely trying to bring on some candidates in 2024 who are solar friendly. And and there are even people from the solar industry who are going to be running for political office. So we will see how it goes. And that's probably what's been needed for the last 5 years to protect the solar industry. But you know, hasn't happened. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But 2024 will obviously be a huge year in California for sure.
Like a tipping point kind of year. Hopefully like this year was, I'm hoping this year wasn't the tipping point. Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see how it goes, but I think the companies that will be able to survive and go through 2024 probably will be immune to lots of other future issues going on. So we'll see how it
that's
goes.
Good.
But yeah.
That's good news. All right. We're going to wrap it up there.
Great.
If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. You can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast, send us a message through there, and we'll be sure to get to it on an upcoming episode. If you would like to check out a library of our past episodes, go to solarharmonics.com. Click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll be greeted with a library of dating back years and years of episodes that Jamie has done on every topic conceivable in the land of solar. If you have a friend considering going solar, this would be an excellent podcast to refer them to because it will save them thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system. And we always ask, what better friend is that? I don't know. So until next time, everyone, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.